USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two people infected with the coronavirus have died in Florida. The state's health department says the victims were in their 70s and had traveled overseas. One was a man who lived in the Florida Panhandle and had underlying health issues. The other was an elderly person from the Fort Myers area. Aboard the cruise ship that was forced to anchor off the coast of San Francisco, tests have come back positive for 21 of the passengers and crew members. The ship will finally be allowed to dock. Vice President Mike Pence heads the Federal Coronavirus Task Force.
We have developed a plan which will be implemented this weekend to bring the ship into a non-commercial port. All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus. Those that need to be quarantined will be quarantined. Those that require additional medical attention will receive it.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tells a crowd in Detroit, Michigan, he and Joe Biden have made a deal. Whoever loses the Democratic nomination will agree to back the winner. He says, though, he's in a better position to beat President Trump.
You cannot defeat Trump through the same old, tired politics of yesteryear.
The Michigan primary is coming up this Tuesday. There's been another shakeup at the White House. President Trump now has his fourth chief of staff. In a tweet last night, the president named outgoing North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows to replace acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney. Meadows had been considered for the job more than a year ago after John Kelly left the position. He's a trusted congressional ally, and the president stresses he has a very good relationship with him. The president says Mulvaney leaves the White House to become the new special envoy for Northern Ireland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An NCAA game was played in Maryland without any fans. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
In what is believed to be the first U.S. sports event held without fans because of the new coronavirus, Yeshiva University beat Worcester Polytechnic Institute in a Division III men's basketball NCAA tournament game in an empty gym at Johns Hopkins University. As the students walked by the athletic facility, there were police officers outside and signs on the doors reading, "No spectators." Only players, coaches, referees, employees, and media members were present, so the official attendance was zero. An NCAA COVID-19 advisory panel said that it's not recommending cancellation or public spacing of athletic and related events scheduled to occur in public places across the United States.
Unless you turn your clocks forward tonight, the world will be 1 hour ahead of you. U.S. residents will lose an hour of sleep as the clocks spring forward in the spring. A lost hour of sleep potentially offers disruption and could pose health risks. Research indicates that traffic fatalities and the chance of a heart attack or stroke increase slightly on the Monday after the annual advancement of the clocks. Fatigue, though, is the most common medical complaint. A few places don't observe daylight saving time: Arizona, Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.